So I'm watching Vic Country versus WA in the under-18s match on the weekend, right? And this kid from WA scores a goal and it comes up with their name on the screen. I'll give you a second to see if you get it. Why I find it so hilarious, right?
Okay.
Wesley Wally.
Wes Wally.
Dude is called Wes Wally.
Wes Wally, bro.
Wow.
No disrespect to his parents, but come on. Surely they thought of that.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Well, look, you got to think, this kid's probably born in 2006, 2005. Those parents grew up with Wes Wally.
You knew Wes Wally. Come on, that's a stitch up.
You got to look into his grandfather, see whether man, he's named after his grandfather or something.
If he was, I'll respect it.
That could be the original Wes Wally.
Man, no, man. I actually hope North draft the kid. That's just insane.
I'm searching this up before, because I reckon you're capping.
You can fact check it. I've got it actually open. Wesley, I knew you'd call cap on me.
Wesley Wally Waffle. There we go. Wes Wally. Wes.
181 centimeter.
Yeah, what is he? 181 centimeter, 17 years old, 73 kilos. Player biography.
Come up with his games. He's had a few bags, 4 goals.
Oh, it's just a bit of a small 4
goals, 2 goals.
What's goal going on? There's not much. This is the worst website I've ever seen in my life. What is this? Waffle.com. That's disgusting. Sort your stuff out, lads.
It looks like the Fremantle waffle. Or West Coast have their next target.
Yeah, man. There we go. Yeah. It's a little small forward for one of those teams. There we go.
Mate, if you can find him, match up on him. That's all I can say.
Maybe that's why he scores those goals. He goes missing. Whoever's marking him loses him.
Like, where'd he go?
You know, where'd he go? Where's Wally? Anyway, that's
BT would love commentating that kid.
Oh, man.
Bro, like some of his best moments, the garage man. Do you guys remember that?
Ahmed Saad.
He lived in the coach's garage. And he goes, he lives in a garage, you know. He lost it.
Oh, well, he was calling on Friday night. He was calling Malksham, who was in the crowd, the boxer or something, like bringing up something that happened like 2 off seasons ago. Remember when he punched Stephen May?
No, I can't even remember that. So dude's pulling this old, he's pulling up old shit.
It must have been a boring game, man.
Anyway, that's BT for you.
That's our boy BT. Anyway, welcome to another week of AFL Enjoyers, lads.
We're like five subs off 200.
Yeah, which is, you know, look, it's pretty cool. Look, it would be nice if we can sneak it before I go to Greece, because I'm going to Greece soon. So the lads are going to hold the fort, and so I'll be chilling.
Extra incentive to sub, now that you've heard that.
Yep, that's it. So at least I can enjoy the 200 subs. Subscriber special.
Which we don't know what we're doing yet. Last year we did the Bo McCreary.
Yeah. The Bo McCreary stuff, I was listening to it. Or not listening. I was watching the short. It's just too funny, bro.
If you haven't seen it, go check it out.
Yeah.
We might go for the more serious strippers and cocaine this time around.
Yeah, I think so. We've earned it. You know what I mean? Well earned from all the lads, from the enjoyers. Anyway, we'll go on to the game that started off the round. And look, the weird thing with this game, so Brisbane versus Melbourne, Brisbane pull the win. Like the previous week for Melbourne, I thought, man, these guys suck, and they won. This week, I'm like, oh, look at this. There's a bit of heart there. This isn't bad. And then they lost. Yeah. So like,
they're a hard team to predict, man.
Yeah, a bit of a paradox, this lot.
Is it one of those things where you're like, oh, Melbourne, it's too simple to go, oh, they've lost their best player, so they're bad now? I mean, they're still like experienced bodies. They're still tough footballers. They're still good players in each lineup. They can't just fall away completely.
And they were looking a bit indifferent before Petrarca went down, for being honest.
Yeah, true. It wasn't like, oh, Petrarca's out now. Now they suck. They already suck.
He was, if we're being honest too, like, he's a star player, but this is probably his worst season in like the last 5 years.
It hasn't been a bad season though.
Yeah,
he's been kicking a lot more goals.
By his standards, he's not been like breaking games open, I don't think.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a fair call.
Probably no one from Melbourne other than Gorn has really continued their crazy form.
Yeah, that's true.
And I guess they haven't had a one consistent forward.
Well, I was just going to say, Harrison Petty has been like criticised and rightfully so. 0 goals, 4 on the weekend and some bad misses.
How many goals has he kicked this season? I think it's still single digits for goals this season. This is a dude who's offered $1 million a year by Adelaide. I don't know who their recruitment is. A
couple hundred thousand per goal at this rate.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't know what they really saw in the dude.
I will say though, there was on, was it halftime? Yeah, halftime barrel that he attempted from like 70 meters out, and he made the distance.
Shout out to him.
He got behind, which was pretty insane. It was almost like a Ron, what was it?
Malcolm Blight.
Malcolm Blight moment, man.
Anyway, nothing will ever beat that. Zero goals for, bro. What are you doing? Yeah. Man?
Let's talk about the elephant in the room, though. The end of that game, Neil Bullen just decides to score.
Sorry to cut you off, bro, but his average goals is 0.3.
Nah,
that's just so bad, man.
What were the Crows thinking? Like,
I don't know.
They're the typical team of like they think they're closer than they are, so they're just going to overpay. Like, learn from North Melbourne or like Jared Pollock. Just don't do it.
Nah.
You're better off just saving your money, man.
They made the same mistake with Bryce Gibbs years ago.
Yes.
Yeah. True.
They always think they're just like right there. And like, how is this guy the difference maker? Because he had like two good games last year. At the end of last year, come on.
He's from Adelaide, man. He's a good guy. He's a good, good SA lad. Anyway, sorry for cutting short.
No, I was just going to say, like, the elephant in the room moment was Neil Bullen diving over the boundary, giving them a free, and then McLuggage with the clutch goal. Like, what the hell was Neil Bullen thinking, though? That is ridiculous. Well,
apparently, he, if you look a bit closer, it looks like maybe his leg tripped a little bit. What do you reckon?
He was looking for the boundary.
Benefit of the doubt there.
You're a big Neil Bullen fan.
Who said
fan,
that? Simon Goodwin?
Must have been.
What I liked about that moment was when McLuggage kicked the goal, and the commentary was like, and McLuggage kicks an important goal. It's like, bro, it's just like the final goal from the boundary. That's all you can come up with. The most important of goals he's just kicked. Bro, it's not the first goal of the game, man. Give me something.
No, they've given him nothing there. And his celebration warranted like a huge reaction. He was off, like he was jumping around. Like.
And McLuggage is an amazing player, but that guy cannot kick for goal. Like, that's been the... It was bane of his existence.
It was a weird shot at goal too, because he sort of ran off the mark and drop punted it almost instead of snapping it like most players would.
Too far out to snap, man.
Yeah, but most players would still try. Fun fact about Melbourne, not so fun for them. The last 2 weeks, they haven't kicked a goal in the last quarter.
Yeah, their last quarters are terrible.
What is up with that?
Yeah. I just think they're not fit, man. It, like, Oliver is like... The
barometer for their fitness. Right, yeah, now.
He's their average fitness, this guy.
That's concerning. Yeah,
it's like being fat is contagious or something. Like, how does that work, man?
Yeah, he accidentally touched too many of his teammates.
Yeah, he's got the cheese touch.
It's funny because Nathan Buckley...
cheese touch.
The double brie.
Diary of the Wimpy Kid callback there.
Oh, shout out to... That's a top movie, man.
Movie? It's a book series, bro.
I don't read books. I ain't reading that.
Bro, you know I bought Diary of the Wimpy Kid in Greek? Yeah. In Greece, so really? I could learn. And I've only read the first page. Yeah. It was too hard for me.
That's why your Greece is still shit.
It's terrible.
Nah, it's going better. It's going better.
Aspume.
Yeah, aspume.
I forgot what I was saying, but Lions continuing their form. they're in the eight, man.
Yeah, well, that leaves them. Yeah, just hanging on in the eighth position, and then
we've anointed them fourth now, so it's happening.
Yeah, surely they're good enough.
Yeah, well, they're only, I'm trying to think, out of the top four, it's only a game. That's crazy, man. And they're a draw away from the next three teams.
It's crazy.
So this, like, it, not only is this year close, but there's been a lot of draws as well, which kind of almost is symbolic of that.
I think you can go all the way down to Hawthorn in whatever they are, and they're all on the same points.
Yeah, actually, so from 9th to 13th.
It's 32, isn't it?
Then there's a sharp decline after that. But yeah.
Interesting season, because I feel like most teams, there are some exceptions, but most teams have actually improved. And that's what makes it like a harder year. Like West Coast have gotten better. North have gotten better. Hawks have gotten better. Sydney's better. Carlton's better. Collingwood's still good.
So right? Who's regressed? So St. Kilda's
Saints have regressed. Adelaide?
Yes. Port Adelaide?
Adelaide. Yeah, but Port Adelaide are still not so much points-wise so much worse than what they were. But yeah, they've gotten worse. And then Melbourne. Every other team has kind of gotten better. So it makes the league difficult. Like Frio's gotten better, Bulldogs have gotten better,
Carlton's gotten better,
Carlton, Sydney, Essendon's gotten better. A lot of those kind of mid teams.
That's fair.
Anyway, I think there's not really much to go on with this game, to be honest. It wasn't that interesting, man. Honest with you, they're two teams who are like, you know, I feel like Brisbane are alright, but Melbourne, we feel like they're going to drop away. I'll be surprised. Very surprised they make the top eight, to be honest with you.
Just having a quick little shout out here for Dunkley. 32 touches, 12 marks, 10 tackles. That's trademark Dunkley.
That's triple double.
Yeah, I think you got the quadruple. There's another stat.
Another 10?
There's another 10 somewhere.
I think it depends how much you stretch it. Like, do you have contested possessions? Do you count that as
there's something
double? Based on this fan footy app, that's all I'm getting. So
no, no, no. But look, he's mate. He's I remember we talked about it. I think it was last year. We did the top 10 midfielders of the 2020s video, and I was like, I had him quite high up, and I was pissed that Dunkley did not make one All Australian. He hasn't made an All Australian.
Yeah.
And this dude's a gun.
Should have put him higher, man, instead of having Jack Steele third. Anyway.
But Jack Steele. Let's not go there, mate. Let's not go there. Jack Steele, he was that dude, man. He was that dude. And now he's a pretender.
Not sure he was, man.
No, no, no. He's fallen off, bro. I'm sick of him, bro.
All right, we're not opening that can of worms again.
No, anyway.
Not again.
But no, but back in the day, Jack Steele, good guy. Anyway.
That's fair.
So North Melbourne versus the Doggies.
Yeah.
On this Saturday morning in the North Melbourne slot.
That was at the game.
Yeah.
It was just a dead game. Like, I was really excited going in. I thought, not that I was as confident as I was against Melbourne last week. I thought this week we were pretty much up against it. I didn't expect to win. But I was at least hoping that the North fans would be like up and about, like the atmosphere would be half decent. But the way the game played out, it was just a dead game. Like, when you're at the footy, you kind of rely on moments to get you up and going. Yeah. There's just nothing happening in this game to get North fans excited. Dogs, a little bit more so. But even so, like, it was a pretty just, dead game. Dogs are just better.
Yeah. Did they, like, the margin wasn't terrible. Did they smash you, or was it, and they were just inefficient, or was it close?
No, they weren't too inefficient. It was fine.
The second and third quarter, they did smash us, I feel like, in the second and third quarter specifically. But then
second quarter was 1-4 to no score for North.
Yeah.
So they dominated the quarter, but the scoreboard never really got out of hand until the third.
It felt like just our defense was just able to neutralize whatever those forwards were attempting to do.
Well, this is what we've
apart from, giving Cody Waitman, a free kick every like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Apart from that, it was just.
He's such a pest, that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, he's a great player, but he's a pest.
He's a little shit. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like anytime a North player saw him, they're like, someone did. He must have done something to him. Because they're just butchering him, man. It was frustrating.
You're my honest opinion. I think Waitman's a flat track bully of a player. And he just knows that every time he plays North, he's going to kick a bag, which he does. And he's just a little shit.
Yeah.
And bring that energy against a good team. That's all I'm saying.
The annoying part for me is the fact that he played on Jackson Archer, right? And it makes Jackson Archer look like, oh, he didn't have a good game. When he did. He did have a solid game.
He was good.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But he kind of got his goals via, not beating his opponent.
Yeah,
free kicks, not really beating his opponent.
I was going to say, our last line of defense has been really good for most of the year. It's just obviously the way the ball gets in there for the most part. But it was one of those weird games. Have you guys ever been at the footy where you think like, is this 18 on 18? Like, you just feel like there's always an extra number or two for the other team.
Yeah, I've been to plenty of those games.
Like, man, it was one of those games where, like, around the contest, you're like, I can see two extra Dogs players. Then North kicks it forward. How are there two extra defenders? Like, what's going on right now? The only thing I can put it down to was they were very organized and just fitter and worked harder. North, we just couldn't get going. But in saying that, like, this sort of a game, we lose by 60-plus points last year. I'll go as far as to say in the first half of the year, we lose that by 60 points. So the fact that it looks like 17 points in the end and didn't really get worse than like 35, I'd say is like good signs for North. But my heart rate didn't go up. I didn't get excited at any point in the game. So it was disappointing.
Yeah, I think the only time I got excited was in the last quarter where I was like, oh, here we go. We're coming back. There's a bit of a charge here.
There was one moment, you're right, where we had kicked a few and everyone's like, oh, okay, if we get one more soon, like something might happen. And we did a sick play in defense and then we stream up in the middle of the ground. Simkin had it. And then he tried, instead of bombing it long into the 50, he tried to just hit up a short target, intercepted. But at that moment, the crowd roared like louder than it had the whole game, and it was just dead after that. It was over.
I was going to say, if we're going to give flowers to someone this game, it's Liam Jones, man. Your Georgie's boy.
Yeah, he just monstered Larky.
He destroyed Larky, man. Like, and it's interesting how, like, I feel like Larky's the dude who, when people talk to me about North Melbourne at work or whatever it's at, they always say, man, Nick Larky's so good, man. Oh, man, I wish I had him on my team. And I get it, but at the same time, his last 2 weeks where he's kicked – has he kicked zero goals in the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, maybe one? I don't think he might have scored last week.
Yeah. Games that we've lost in not huge margins, he's just been missing. You know what I mean? And it's frustrating, to be honest with you. But not that I don't lose faith or trust in Larky. It's just he's a gun, but like you'd hope he'd show up to these type of games.
You know, he just relies on service. So if the other team's very well organized, then we're not being smart enough to use the ball properly. He just never gets the ball.
Yeah. Actually, we've got to mention Lob as well, actually. Now I was thinking about Flowers to Lob.
Yeah, like,
man, he was great.
That's 2 weeks in a row now.
It just felt like they were marking everything, man. But then you look at the stats. I think we had more marks and more intercept marks. And I'm thinking, like, what?
Yeah, it's because Compton exists.
Yeah, Charlie Compton's a star. But
he's excellent.
You know, the Dogs were brilliant in terms of their defense and their structure. Going forward, they weren't anything special. Man. But
I feel like the other thing for them, I looked at their midfield. I'm like, this midfield is probably the closest thing to a Carlton-type midfield.
Yeah.
Just big, strong bodies, just like brutal. You know what I mean? Richards, Libba, Bont, Treloar. It's tough.
It's pretty good, man.
There was one thing I wanted to say about this game. And when you're in person at the footy, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but even in a pretty busy game, you can kind of see what's going on with the umpires' calls based on their gestures. Like, that's the reason they do, like, arm movements and things so everyone can understand what's going on. And, like, the whistle, you can hear it. There wasn't a lot of people at this game. I couldn't hear the whistle. And they weren't pointing. You know when they just point in the wrong direction sometimes? It felt like the whole game they were pointing in the wrong direction, not giving us the symbol of what's going on. They were honestly a disgrace. I'll say both ways to not sound like a sook for the arms. But, like, there was a few moments where, like, we'd get a 50. Like, what for? No one knew.
Yeah.
Dogs would get a 50, led to a goal. No one knows why. Downfield free for Waitman. No one knows why. LDU, like, rides a tackle for 1 second and handballs it. Holding the ball.
Yeah.
The Bonk gets tackled, rides it 360. No holding the ball.
I hate that. That's, bro. But that's been like that for...
And this, I get what you're saying now because I never really saw it that bad. But LDU, like, you know, as an umpire, this kid's strong. He can shake off a tackle. Give him half a second to get rid of it, man.
Yeah.
And then he gets punished. And then before you know it, it's in the Dogs' forward line and they get a free kick and a goal. They're like, come on, man.
Yeah. Look, let's be fair. If LDU knew that, you know, he probably knows when, like... Oh, if I give up a holding the ball here, they're out.
Correct.
He probably knows. So that's why he's like, okay, I feel like I can shrug this off. I can give it to one of my boys.
Yeah. It was a joke.
Yeah.
So, like, at the very least, when you're in the stadium, I feel like you should be able to see the umpire with your own eyes to know what decision he's made. It was actually a joke anyway. But yeah, dead game. Well done to the Dogs. But in saying that, yeah, pretty happy that we're no longer pushing. I said this the other week, like, we're no longer like a 60-point thrashing team. So I think that kind of proves that as well.
And that was without Wardlaw as well, without a lot of midfield pressure. That midfield pressure going as well. So
true.
Against a very strong midfield. So, yeah, no. Anyway, positives for us, positives for them. They beat a good team.
Correct. So, yeah. You guys might have to talk a bit more about the next game because obviously I was at the North game, so I didn't watch any of this. But talk to me.
Well, look, Freo, go ahead and they get the dub. I didn't expect that. I'll tell you that. And the finish of the game, like, look, since we've just talked about North, made me feel better about the whole Will Phillips situation. That Will Phillips was the third pick in the Logan McDonald year. And, you know, Will Phillips is in form. And, you know, Logan McDonald, like, just shanked that kick. He bowled it. You know?
For years, we've been, like, made to feel bad that we chose Will Phillips. I'm pretty sure one's playing a good role right now. The other one's just cost his team the game.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly right.
Nah, so, Logan's a good player.
he's a gun. He's a gun.
But what a shit kick, though. Jeez, I've seen it back.
Yeah.
You've got to hit the target, my friend. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Well, key forward.
At least get a point.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Hit the target,
he just completely shanked it.
Make like, the if you like, no one's going to say this guy's cost us because he missed the goal from 50. But... you cost your team when you don't get it behind.
Yeah.
That's bad.
I think there was he wanted to like run around from 50. Exactly. Like if he was, you know, Charlie Kerner off 1 foot, one step.
But this is the thing, right? Like he had to go over the mark and I reckon that played with his head. Because it was after the siren, right?
But I don't know, man.
It's not Jeremy Cameron where he could just go to the side and kick it and no one calls it.
I feel like I could kick a solid 35 meters, 40 meters. Like, how could this 6'5" guy not kick 50 plus?
Yeah, true. True.
Come on, man. Surely we're not that different in strength.
Look, when I look at you, I think Logan McDonald, dude. So, yeah, I don't know.
Well, you know what? I could probably do what he did. To be honest.
Well done.
This man can shank a ball. Hey, this man can shank a ball.
I can shank a ball from 50, bro.
Hey, we're proud of you, man.
Thank you.
It's good to see that Sydney can bleed, but let me ask you this question. Is it better that Sydney lost that game? Like, really, like, no one's questioning these guys are the best team in the comp, right? Sometimes losing gives the team a bit more of, like, a reality of, oh, actually, we can lose, something to work on. When your goal is to win the flag, not to win every home and away game, it might not actually be the worst thing for Sydney to lose, to be honest.
Look, I think in regards to, like, Sydney, like, in context to the season, right, I agree with you. Because, like, all of a sudden, it's not like, oh, Carlton are going to win now because Sydney lost the game.
No, you know, not at all.
There's no, like, I think there's no illusion to that.
Everyone still knows that Sydney's the best team.
Mm. I just think what it shows is that Freo are a team that can play with togetherness, with consistency.
Mm.
There's no holes. You know?
There's no holes. Shout out to anyone that gets that reference.
Nah, there is holes. But like, look, I think that the fact that you'd mentioned that no one really popped off in regards to the stat department.
Yeah.
It was just everyone coming together and playing their role.
Yeah.
Like, say there was a big step up from Draper, right, who was able to, you know, pick off marks left, right and centre in the fourth quarter as well.
Mm.
You know, that replacing Alex Pierce, that's huge, right? Yeah. But the team itself, yeah, like I think, yeah, it's definitely more what good on them than, oh, Sydney have shit now.
Yeah, I think if I was Freo's dad, I'd be proud of them.
100%.
Because I've seen them like grow. You know when you see your son grow, you know what I mean? That's what they've improved in season and they've changed the way that they've played in season. And you can kind of see that. You can see that their transition games got better. I think over the last couple of weeks, they're the second best turnover team in the comp, second to Carlton, right? And they were like one of the worst at the start of the year. So that shows that they're changing the way they're playing and they're adapting. And that kind of chip mark, chip to Ryan, chip to Clark, chip to Ryan is kind of going out the window for more direct attacking football, forward handball football. And their clearance game has always been good. Now their transition games are getting a bit better. And they're finding a way to open up teams because they had Sydney to the sword at certain points in this game.
Mm.
Sydney being Sydney clawed it back and even could have won with, you know, a kick after the siren, but they didn't. And that was largely because they had to come back from too far back.
Mm.
And the other discussion point with Sydney is even though they've been amazing, they keep losing their first quarters and they keep giving up leads.
They've had it coming for a few weeks.
You can't just do it forever, man. They're not, you know, they're not invincible.
You're not Collingwood.
No, you're not Collingwood.
So even then, but then even then, they butchered it this week as well.
Even then.
But yeah, now look, it's good because now they have multiple ways to finish off teams and to play. You know what I mean? Who knows? Maybe the chip mark might work better in the finals.
You've got to be able to adapt, right? But it's good. From them, you're seeing them grow and seeing them be able to play in different ways. And then you find out different things about different players, like Draper's a new player. Even Fife is playing a bit of a stopper role as opposed to some other thing.
Yeah, that just the idea of Fife playing as like a run with role on Heaney.
I don't mind it.
Look, I love it. But the thing is, you tell me that 5 or 6 years ago, I'll slap you. I'll be like, what are you talking about, mate? Get out of here. Get out of here, Longmuir. You know what I mean? But no, look, it's worked. And I think it helps keep Fife engaged with the play because you're running with a dude who's always involved.
You need to give Fife a role these days because you can't just say Fife go and like win 10 clearances because he's not that guy anymore.
No.
Yeah. Did you guys see O'Meara's sidestep on Heaney?
Yeah. Oh, he sent Heaney to the shadow realm. That was pretty sweet.
I was telling myself, like, Heaney on Brownlow night, it's not going to be 1-2-3. It's going to be -3 votes for Heaney and then start the votes.
Look,
that gets you, your aura's gone.
Yeah, exactly. Now, if he won it over Bond, I'd be pissed, bro.
There's no coming back from it. I'm sorry. As good as he's been all year, you can't.
Nah.
On Brownlow, you watch. As good as he is the rest of the year, his votes are going to go like up, up, up. And then after this game, it's going to be like, oh, I don't know. I don't know if you can vote for this guy.
Is he really that guy?
You're not that guy, pal. You're not that guy.
Trust me, pal.
But yeah, look, that's probably, is that game of the round? I'd say.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, like look, I guess the top team falters. That's pretty nice.
Mm. It's beautiful.
Yep. Oh, well done.
Look, I don't know if you really want to be. This is the thing, the whole debate of like the pointy end of the season. You know what I mean? Like the Dustin Martin, like he plays good in the finals. Clearly the best team. Everyone's looking at you at the benchmark. They're coming for Sydney. What does Sydney do? How do we stop Sydney? Sydney. There's still 8 games or whatever it is left to the home and away season. It'll be interesting to see whether this sparks a little bit of a, you know, a downward slope for Sydney, you know. And maybe that's good for them because maybe their downward slope is timed a couple of weeks and then they bounce back with finals. You never know, but
I think you're just smelling a number one. You're
I'm creating a narrative for myself.
You're creating that's, the narrative that Carlton might come first.
Look, Carlton's won 5 in a row. Like, they can't win every game for the season either.
No, you can definitely come first. It's not out of the question.
Well, look.
Imagine Carlton goes first and then like some shit team like Essendon is fourth or something like that. That'd be beautiful.
Look, the slope's not going to start anytime soon because their next games are St Kilda at Marvel and then North at the SCG.
Oh, never mind.
And then
I think you're forgetting North beat West Sydney last year. Had it not been for the interchange rule.
You're right. You're right.
We had them dead to rights.
There we go. You know what? Maybe. And then the next week, Gabba away.
No, we're not going to be
Gabba. not the SCG.
Freo won at the SCG. That's the other thing we've got to mention. That's a ridiculous performance.
Yeah, true. Man, if they can do it, then North can do it as well.
Go Freo. Yay, Freo.
Yay, Freo.
Flag mantle, baby.
Flag mantle.
All right.
Yeah.
Next game.
Yep.
Yeah.
Go on to the next one.
So Gold Coast. Fun game.
Well, all I'll say is this, right? This is all I'm going to say. They had the lead. Collingwood did what Collingwood did. Dacos did what Dacos does. And then Gold Coast goes, no, actually, no, not this time. Mm. And then they kick the last two goals of the game. That's the impressive part for me.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty much what happened in the North game, except North missed the goal at the end.
Yeah.
And Gold Coast got a few. Yeah. So, no, I think, look, it's a fun game of footy. Like, as much as we all hate Collingwood and we're happy that they lost, like, they made it entertaining.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
You know.
The other thing is, like, Gold Coast has won every game this year at home, including this one, and hasn't won once away. That it's just typical Gold Coast. Like, they're just never, like, they're a good team, but they're never able to just take that step. If they just had won a couple of away games, they'd be in the conversation for the eight. But no one's really thinking they're going to make the eight, despite the fact that they beat Collingwood. Because they'll probably go away and lose to Adelaide next week or whoever they've got.
You know who they're playing?
North.
At the mighty
North.
Marvel Stadium.
Exactly, yeah.
1:45 Saturday. Me and Matt are there.
They haven't won a game away.
I'm confident, to be honest with you.
Same. Spoiler alert for the tips, baby. But, you know. Like, look, the thing is, like, is 2 hours in a plane, is that really that big a deterrent for you to win away?
It is, man. Because you're searching through which movie to watch. And then,
best teams.
You pick some shit one.
The best teams love the interstate trips. And they just bond and they just dominate and job done. They go home.
Yeah, I like that. That's, fair. That's fair, yeah. The thing is, apparently role players play better at home. That's just one of those things that they say in the basketball. Have you heard that one?
Yeah, the stars just do their thing wherever. The role players
play better at home. And so, you know, the Bodie Yulins of the world, they can't, you know, as soon as they hit the MCG,
he's a highly rated young player, Bodie Yulin.
He's a bit of a monster, isn't he?
He's coming out, man. He's doing his thing.
I also like to see Ned Flanders come back into the midfield and dominate.
Mate, where he belongs, man. Where he belongs.
I was telling Matza during the game because he was over here and, like, how the hell was this guy not getting played for how long?
Man, Stewie Jew
botched it.
Yeah, big time, man. Big time. Like,
how do you keep this guy in the VFL? Like, we're not making finals, but let's not try you ever.
Yeah, hey, nice 45 disposals in the NEFL, buddy. That's great. I don't care, though. You know, it's like, I don't know.
He's taken some time to become a player, but he's very, very good now.
Yeah. How good is Dacos, though? My God. Like, that last quarter.
He's just such a freak, man.
Like, he just goes forward, centre-half forward, and you're like, all right, good, he's off ball now. And he still just gets as involved as ever.
Yeah.
Somehow.
What do you make of Hardwick's comment saying you got to tag Dacos and tag the goal in the last quarter?
It's probably a fair ball.
Yeah, someone tagged it. Just do something to him. Like, it's a physical game. Crunch him.
Here's a little suggestion to coaches. Make your sub the tagger.
Yeah.
So Will Phillips, next time we verse him, Will Phillips is the sub. Let's say midway through the third or something, at the latest, you get him on you clamp down Dakes.
First three quarters, though. You just need a second tagger tag in for the tagger. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, true. You know, or even you can keep the tagger on, but just, you know, keep it fresh.
Double tag him,
man. Double tag.
No spare in defense. No. Spare on Dacos.
No, exactly.
2-on-1.
Exactly. So, yeah, I think that might be the way to go.
I feel
like
you can't do that because if he still gets the ball, like that's embarrassing, man. You can't double team him.
As in what, if you double team him?
You can't. Imagine he still gets it.
I know, and then he's got more options.
I can imagine him still getting it. It's very plausible he still gets it.
Sure, he's a stud.
But to be fair, like, no one's played, like, had those sort of moments at that ground since Gary Ablett, if we're being honest. The way he was getting the goals. And
David King called him the little
master.
I think he called him little master, like, not intentionally. He just came to his head.
He's going
to
go bold now. That's it.
Look, I've said it. Like, I think we've all probably said it early on that, like, since Gary Ablett, that's the best player who's undersized, we'll say, right, as a midfielder. Like, smaller than, you know, 6 foot that we've seen. Mm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, hard to compare to, like, a key forward or to a, you know, to a Bont or a Cripps or something.
Mm.
Like, just that skill, you know, just pure football. It's just, he's so fun to watch, man.
Yeah, he's amazing.
And I didn't even realize Noah Anderson had 39 disposals. That's crazy.
Well, you got the most coaches' votes.
That's crazy.
We know Georgie loves his coaches.
I love coaches' votes.
Who got the most coaches votes in Adelaide versus JWS, mate?
Surely Rankin.
I think, yeah.
I would. He was up there. I don't remember, though.
Yeah, no, fair enough. I think unless you guys have anything to...
I tipped Adelaide and you guys said no.
Go to that game.
You're right. Look, man. I think the riding of GWS has got to stop. They're officially...
We haven't...
They're dead to me.
We haven't ridden them in ages, man.
But back in the day... GWS,
they're in the garage, man, with like something... Some like dusty tarp over them, bro. We haven't ridden them in ages.
Yeah, nah, true. But look, I liked watching them, bro. I liked their vibes, bro.
You know how I said...
Tsunami was mad.
Tsunami is fantastic, but and damaging, but it's a once in a lifetime event. The tsunami,
yeah, true.
Doesn't just happen. You know what I mean?
No, you're right. Now it's just fizzled out.
Now they're rebuilding after it.
True. They're rebuilding on top of the.
But if they come out and like win the next eight, would we be surprised?
Nah,
I wouldn't. I would at the moment.
You would be. Yeah, but that's what we did say last year, and they did it.
True.
So yeah. I wouldn't personally, but the writing's on the wall, like we said.
Well, I said that Freo is like the second best turnover team. Yeah. I think these guys are the worst in the last period, second half of the year.
Which is so odd because they're so they have so many good users of the footy. Yeah. You think they just tear people apart?
Well, Whitfield had 160 DT.
That's crazy.
And his ranking points, his super bench points was like 117, which means what was he doing with the ball? Ooh. I don't know.
Yeah, that's gross. That is so gross. Let's have a look. 81 disposal efficiency?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's cap, bro.
I don't know.
That's 30. Yeah, that's cap. That's cap. That can't be right.
They just can't score. Something's just not working with them. But it's pretty hard to work it out from an observer perspective. Like the coach probably has some idea. Maybe it's just defense. Maybe they're just not working hard enough.
It must be, man. Mm. Also, like just in this game specifically. Rankin, man. This dude, 27 disposals, two goals.
Mm. Yeah, like, 20 kicks, man, as well. Like he's, he chucks it on the boot, I mean, he's a high meters gain type bloke.
He's a freak.
Goes on ball and you think, okay, small forward, they're trying to do that thing. Like Cozzy Pickett plays on ball a little bit. He doesn't get the ball like that.
No.
It's crazy.
Yeah. No, Rankin, I didn't realize how good Rankin was, to be honest, until this season. And it's just like, all right, this dude's a pure footballer. This is their guy. You know what I mean?
It's crazy. To hit the scoreboard, last couple of weeks, so two goals, one goal, 3-3-4, 1-3-1, 0-2-2-4. So like he's basically kicking a bag.
Yeah, most man's weeks. Winning the Coleman, bro.
But he's also getting like 20 disposals odd, like most games as well. It's ridiculous.
He's definitely top 10 player in the comp. He could even be top 5.
Whoa. That's big call, man.
It's not top 10 is not a big call at all.
Top 10 is not a big call.
No.
Wow. Like, if you think he's about amazing. The impact he has on games, I think it
clearly the best player. Like, without a doubt, the best player.
Yeah. So, he's overtaken JD?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. This year.
100%
he has. The impact he has on the game is incredible, man.
Wow. Wow, interesting. I never thought to say that he's a better player than JD.
Look, JD's had a good season. Inconsistent, but he's had some big games. But Rankin has had... Every game that this guy's played since he went into the midfield, which was, I think, round 5, has been amazing. Mm. He got injured, they lost, he's back, they win again.
Like, well, I think as well, if you're playing Adelaide, I don't think you're thinking to yourself, priority number one, stop Dawson. I think you're thinking, how the hell do we stop Rankin? Mm. Then Dawson.
But Rankin's also the type of player, like it's a forward 50 stoppage. You can't do anything to stop this guy from kicking a goal. Mm. You interfere with him, he'll get a free kick, otherwise he just kicks a goal.
Yeah, see, it's weird... What you say that, we're not thinking to stop Dawson, but then every team is tagging Dawson.
That's right.
Maybe they've got to start, they've got to switch it over.
Maybe, or maybe it's just who do you match up on Rankin?
Yeah. Not everyone has a player that can go on him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bedford would have been perfect. I would have thought. Small dude, little bit of an engine. And he went to Dawson.
See, that's stupid.
You know what I mean?
He's twice his size, and there's a clear better matchup.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I don't know. Interesting one, but look, I don't think that really does much for Adelaide. I think it just makes GWS look really shit, to be honest with you.
Well, it's also a bit of a blood in Adelaide because they can play good football and they have at times this year. And yet they're sitting miles behind the pack.
Yeah. Nah, it sucks for their supporters, man. Like now it's just like, it feels like you're going to watch this game and you're going to enjoy it, but it's just like, for what?
For what, yeah.
Like, because they need finals. Last year they got so close and they got robbed right in front of me. Mm. But
And they did get robbed.
Yeah, 100%. No, I'm not just pissing around. I'm not joking around there. But yeah. You know, I think we'll move on to the Geelong Essendon game. Unless you got something, mate.
No,
let's move on, man.
No,
that's, yeah, we'll keep it rolling. Look, this game I didn't really get a chance to watch much of it. I watched the first half, where it was close, right? When did Geelong? What happened?
So third quarter, right?
Yeah. This is the only thing anyone's have talked about is the umpires, right?
There was some horrible calls against Essendon. I'll admit, as an Essendon hater, they were robbed in that third quarter.
Mm.
In saying that, there was a few, like, you look at the total free kick count. Actually, I think Essendon had more free kicks. So, like, I know that context matters and, like, yeah, where yeah, the free, yeah, yeah. Like, 100% Essendon fans, you can sook, and I'll agree with you. Like, it's worthy of a sook. But Geelong still battered you in the end. Like,
look, I think
they gave up, to be honest.
I think the improvement in Essendon has to come by facing the adversity. Like, I agree that the umpire decisions were wrong, right? But if they really want to be that elite team, they got to go, all right, that was shit, fight back.
Mm.
And they didn't. And that's where some of their growth comes from.
Yeah. And the last quarter, like, first, I'm just having a look here. So, first minute, one more goal for the Cats. And you're like, okay, that was Essendon's opportunity to say, let's put that shit behind us. Let's, you know, not let it define the game. And unfortunately, it did. So,
and if you just look at the result, you're hoping for Essendon to kind of prove themselves a bit. Mm-hmm. They come up against a team that's around their level, they lose.
Why are you so nice to Essendon when they lose, and you're so mean to them when they win?
I'm just trying to be. I'm trying to be. I was meaning them when it was Carlton, but when Carlton's not versing him, I don't really care. But the thing about Essendon is a lot of. It's been such an interesting year for Essendon because they have improved, but you've got some supporters who are like they're realistic that they're playing okay football, but they're probably going to falter, or they're just not the top four team. Some that are kind of expecting, they're looking at the ladder position and going, yeah, that's where we are. Those are the supporters I'm thinking you're taking the piss. Yeah. And then there's the rest of the competition looking at them going, we know this team is not that good. They're okay, but they're not top four. They've been in top four for ages now.
Mm.
And this is the breaking point, I think, because they've got Collingwood next week. Mm. And I think if they lose to Collingwood and some of the other teams that are favourites around them to win, I think Essendon might go from fourth to seventh. Mm. And then they start looking like where they're positioned. So
that middle of the pack team.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I say this sincerely, not taking the piss whatsoever, but Mata and I know what it's like to have a Brad Scott coach team, and he's a good coach. Like, don't get me wrong, he's not, he's probably in the top half of coaches in the league, but there's something about him when the tough gets going, he might have one or two good results, but like the more it matters later in the year, it just goes south. Like, I can't explain it.
Yeah,
and not like, and they saw it last year when they got battered in the last couple of rounds. Battered, was it by... GWS was the big one, but didn't they lose a game they shouldn't have lost?
I think they lost a couple, but didn't they lose to West Coast?
Yeah, like weird games near the end of the year. I think they were losing, right?
Mm.
Anyway, this year...
They were getting battered. Yeah, they were getting,
like we look at the ladder, right? So you mentioned they might drop to seventh. Like say they're in that fifth to eighth, like elimination final.
I think they are in that area. I actually think that's where they belong though.
So, so say they finish fifth to eighth and they're playing any of Geelong, Frio, Brisbane, Port, Dogs, Giants if they make it. Like any of those teams would not be scared about Essendon in an elimination final.
No.
And that's not to say they can't win it.
No.
But we've seen time and time again in the big games, I don't think they're that team yet. Whether they'll be that, I don't know. But I've seen it with my own eyes. Constant letdowns in the finals.
It's been very clear that Essendon, their goal this year is not flag. And
it can't be. No.
Surely the majority of Essendon fans know that.
I think surely.
Well, you look at their percentage as well, right? Their percentage is less than anyone's through to 12th. So they're 99. Every team below them in the eight, including the Dogs outside the eight, Giants outside the eight, Suns outside the eight, all better percentage than them.
They still have not beaten a genuine team. But what I'm saying is Essendon's goal this year just needs to be to make finals and win one. If they do that, they've had a fantastic year.
Yeah, I would agree.
Mm.
So it's not, they're doing well. Their challenge is now, like, Collingwood's probably going to beat them. They're going to falter around that seventh mark. They've got to hold their spot because there's so much competition. Yep. I mean, the Hawks could be in the eight next week. So,
yeah,
we'll see what happens with them. That's all.
Yeah, look, another interesting little subplot to this game was Dempsey all of a sudden is a rising star favourite because Wardlaw's out for two games.
And put that most coaches' votes. You got the coaches' votes in that game, Dempsey.
Deserved as well, man. Deserved as well. Damaging player. Look, random damaging player that's popped up out of the, you know, from this year.
It's a typical Geelong thing. They find random players like that and then like suddenly they're just stars.
Yeah. Was it Nevitt? Nice game from him as well. Yeah. Lovely goal that he kicked. And little cheeky, a guy that I talked about on the Supercoach pod because I had little rumors that he was going to get game time. Humphrey was all right as well, man. Bailey. What's his name? But I've stuffed up his name.
Lawson
Humphreys. Bailey Humphreys. Lawson, man. Best. What a sick name as well, man.
He's got a great name. And I brought him into Supercoach.
Did you?
Bravo. And then reversed it.
Get him next week. He had a very solid game, man. Nice little debut for him. He should get plenty of footy for the rest of the year.
Knowing Geelong, they'll probably get rid of him next week for some like Muppet.
By some old dude. Some 35 Guthrie, year
Guthrie's
old.
Back, boys.
Yeah, Guthrie. That's it.
Flag favourites again. Guthrie's back. Let's move on, I reckon.
Let's move on. Yeah. So
Saints
fell short.
I watched this game. let me just say this, right? Yeah. No one should be happy about this game. As in Port won, they shouldn't be happy. Saints lost, they shouldn't be happy. Supporters spend their time in the afternoon watching that game. They should be livid, right? I didn't need to be watching that shit. You know, yeah. I could have done laundry instead. Can someone teach both of these teams to kick the football, bro? I could not believe how poor this skill. It was tight because both of them couldn't kick a goal to save themselves. Man. Remember when Todd Marshall was an accurate kicker goal? That guy couldn't hit a barn door, bro.
He hit two goals on the boundary against North a few weeks ago. What happened to that?
A fluke. Absolute fluke.
Oh, my God.
That's one of my favorite, what's it called? Sledges, you know. Couldn't hit a barn door.
Yeah,
that
I love
boy.
It.
it's a classic.
Look, Port were the better team. And, you know, if they would kick straight, like Saints didn't kick straight either, but they looked the more commanding team. Not that Saints didn't have their ascendancy. And I don't know if anyone kicked a goal in the last quarter. Like, it was such a low scoring last quarter.
Two for the Saints, none for Port, but they still won.
Yeah, and I think in the third quarter, Port kicked 2-5 to 0-3 in the third quarter.
In the third, 2-5 to 0-4.
0-4. That tells the story of the game. Yeah. Like, no one can just convert. But Ken Hinckley emotional after the game. And, you know,
that's a weird game to get emotional on.
Well, what I'm saying is he felt like the pressure had been off for a week. But after that performance, there should be more pressure, bro.
I was going to say, he's such a weight off our shoulders, get the win. No one's impressed by that.
Bro, you beat Saints.
Were you watching that shit? Saints suck, bro. Saints absolutely suck.
You've beaten
our friend Chris Michael. Go to Greece already, bro. Forget about this team. They're terrible, man.
I know. You've beaten the bottom four team by 2 points. Yeah. I'm so, man. What a win, man.
Mate, I'm so happy. I'm
the
so lads
really played for me.
But so proud of them.
The Saints, what is this team, man? Even you said Jack Steele sucks, but Sinclair's a gun. Sinclair needs to be traded to another team that's premiership favourite. Yeah. Come to Carlton, bro. We'll make use of you.
Oh, he'd be ready for you.
Fantastic. There's just not... Max King, bro. Your brother is taking the piss out of you at the moment.
This guy...
Max Man. King, bro. Max King. Look, hey. If North don't end up with the number one pick this year, for example, right? Or maybe even if we do, right? I would trade back to the St. Kilda pick and take Max King. Give something else. Maybe you might have to give something else.
Well, the talk is that they're going to re-sign him, which is the worst time possible to re-sign the kid. I guess it's a show of faith, but he's in the worst form and it's not even a 3-4 week patch. All year he's been horrible.
Yeah. But look, I would take him next to Larky.
I would take him.
I would take him next to... Imagine him, Larky, and then maybe have a ruck forward just to, to help him out, someone who can chop out Shetty.
I don't mind it, but it's not going to happen. They're re-signing
him. No way. Look, I'm just... Look, he just said Sinclair to Carlton today. I'm allowed to talk about
what I'm just saying is
North.
Sinclair, you're being wasted there, man.
You know what? He's being wasted there. Rowan Marshall, bro, is getting
wasted as well.
He's, he scored 3 goals in this game, right? Mm. He's, a very solid ruckman and also a very solid forward. He might be the guy, bro. He might be the guy for North. Could you imagine? Look, you replace.
Why don't you package the two and throw in Sinclair as steak?
Well, hang on. I was going to say, do you remember a few years ago when Saints went after Jerry
they
and were
did.
Only giving us, not I say only, at the time, I think they were offering a third round pick and we were like, take
give
it
us,
and run, man.
No, I know. We said,
get rid of this guy.
Yeah, but then they said that we wanted a second round
Correct.
Pick. And otherwise.
Now it's like, keep your second round pick. I'm not taking that.
Yeah, no,
give
exactly.
Give us a first round pick
mate,
or more.
Mate, for Jerry, he's untouchable, mate.
He is.
Cherry's untouchable. Yeah,
Cherry and De Koning are just running the league now.
Running the league.
No, they are, bro.
No, fair, man. Cherry was in Campbell's team of the week. You know, the team of the week no one cares about. it's got to count for something. But yeah, look, Marshall to North as your forward slash ruck. Hey, could you imagine that? Look, I'm all in, bro.
You're all in.
I'm all in, bro. Look, if I'm the list manager at North, mate, you got to look for dudes like that because, like, clearly we have more upside than the Saints. I think the Saints, look, all those young dudes who had a bit of promise, Machito Owens, where's he at? Philippou, where you at, boy?
VFL, like, that's where he's at.
VFL, had a good game, exactly. Though. What's that?
Had a good game in the VFL.
Oh, bravo. You know, Windhager, who cares, bro?
You know how I said...
who did Windhager tag?
They probably still did well.
Oh, like, Windhager tagged Butters and Butters dominated.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
so I got something for you, right? Yeah. Remember a few weeks ago when I said, famously, Zerha, poor man's Waterman. All right.
Oh.
Remember I said that?
Yeah.
And George was like, man, Waterman sucks. And anyway, that turned out how it turned out.
Yeah.
I started. I've got another
chain on this now.
All right.
Mitch Owens, poor man Zerha.
Oh,
right.
All right.
Babushka,
so that's like, Babushka. So he's Waterman's grandson, you know?
I've just babushka'd him, yes.
So who goes below that?
Machito. We'll find out. It presents itself over time.
Yeah, no, it will. You can't force it. Will. Yeah.
But that's presented. He's been horrible this year, bro. Mm. You're going to blame King when, like, Butler's dangerous. Mm. Owens should be dangerous. King should be dangerous.
Higgins.
Membry should be dangerous. Higgins is doing all right.
He actually's had it for his
soul. But, like, that whole forward line, there's names there. Why aren't they kicking goals?
Bro, this is the biggest fall from Grace, man. Didn't they finish sixth last year?
Yes, and they recruit Henry. He was a good pickup.
And he's been good.
He's been good. So why are they worse? You know what I mean?
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Fred Crouch was playing VFL, getting 35 touches a week.
Just chuck him in, bro. Like when Crouch at Adelaide was playing, they were doing good.
Stop dropping the Crouches, man.
Yeah, I know. The Crouch boys can play. I don't care that they can't run. Just play them.
Run's overrated. Just kick the ball.
Yeah, just get a couple clearances out there. You know?
Who are they missing players, Saints?
Just Crouch, who for a little while there was choice. I think he redid his knee a bit, but
they actually have some nice players, St Kilda. Like even Mason Wood, my boy.
That's what I'm saying. Why do they suck? It's Ross Lyon, it must be. Like, it's his tactics, man.
Mm.
Last year was a honeymoon year.
They don't have that, like, they ain't perfect, but they have some good players.
Yeah, look at this injury list. So, Brad Crouch, TBC, Paddy Dow, test, Hayes, TBC, Dougal Howard, 1 week, James Van S, season.
There's no excuses, man.
And Webster Calf, test. Who cares, bro? They got Naz.
We've wasted way too much talking about this sorry team. That's enough.
And you know what? I was going to say apologies for Chris. We just doubled down on your team big time, bro. It was kind of therapy. It's probably therapeutic for him.
He would agree.
Because he's been saying it all year. Philippou's the worst player on the team. Max King sucks. Like, he's been going in. So I think maybe he might enjoy this.
They're playing like Caminiti in defense now.
Yeah, I saw that.
Nah, come on, bro.
The last thing I'll say on the Port perspective, they've got three beautiful midfielders, right?
Yeah.
Mm. But if they didn't have those beautiful midfielders, they'd be absolute ass. Like, Butters carried that game and the Hornet. The Hornet's a very good player.
Yeah.
They carried the shit out of that game.
He's almost as good as George Wardle.
Man, you know what? Like, let's be fair. Like, Hornet, whatever he wanted, he said he was homesick. Let's be fair. He wanted to go and play for a winning team. All of a sudden, I feel like our prospects are almost better than theirs.
Like, could you imagine if you alley-oop him?
Legit. If it's the 180, where all of a sudden North is a good team, you know. Look, if you probably early, too early to make that call.
Yeah, you said it, not me.
You're probably thinking, well, I'll pin it on Mata when it looks bad.
I'm on your side there, man.
Nah, cheers, bro.
All right, George.
Anyway,
talk
George's
a bit of
time
Carlton.
For a little.
Talk some Carlton.
Carlton. Yeah. Carlton's
get excited
good.
About Carlton again.
Carlton's good. That's see it, you next man. Week.
Yeah, back
look,
to back.
That's it.
One,
look.
What did you score last week? Another 130 plus week. That's crazy.
What do I say?
What's your thing now?
What do I say? No Tom De Koning coming into the match. They didn't want him to win All Australian Ruck, the bastards, resting him. Richmond did what Richmond did all year is they compete until they can't anymore. So they came in with some nice tactics to kind of slow down Carlton's ball movement, and I think it worked for a little bit. To be honest, obviously, there was never a point where I was nervous about the result, but I was actually surprised by that dominance in the third quarter. Even though we've been saying Carlton's running over teams and Carlton has that patch in the third quarter every week where they dominate, I still kind of didn't see it coming. Mm. And watching it, I was like, what in the world? Like, as I said last week, this is the best Carlton team I've ever seen in my life. Not that, like, they've never been good until now. Yeah. But damn, they're good. They're so powerful, dude. To be able to watch a team just put on score, put on score, put on score, kick another goal was just insane. I mean, this is what, like, powerful teams used to do against us. Hawks used to just destroy us. Kick a goal, next minute, kick a goal. This plays out everywhere, plays out everywhere. We kicked 90 points from turnover. Like, we just win the ball back through pressure, and then there's players everywhere. And the interesting thing about this game was our smalls just went to work. Like, Kurnow didn't have a big game. Mackay didn't have a big game. Fantasia's, who's our worst player, has kicked 4 goals. Fogarty, who has had good pressure as his mainstay, but now he's kicking goals as well. Elijah Hollins is such a good player. He's made such a difference to this team. And then, like, we talk about third quarter, Cripps and Walsh in that third quarter, the Superman capes. Yeah. Wow, man. Like, they just pants them. Like, there's a 2v18. The other person I really want to shout out, who doesn't get a lot of recognition, but I honestly think should be in All-Australian contention, is Nick Newman. Mm. He's a very good player, man. He's super tough. His kicking is elite. He always finds targets. And over the last couple of years, he's been such a good player. Like, he came in as a recruit from Sydney as okay, but he's just become such an important part of this team. Like, he's the type of guy that if he gets injured, we're significantly worse. Absolute general.
The toughness comment is true because you sort of think about him like, oh, he's a smaller side guy,
yeah,
just a kicker, halfback, just gets cheap posies. But if you actually watch the game, yeah, when he's in a duel,
he takes on tackles.
You need to beat him in the duel. He doesn't just surrender because he's small.
Yeah, and he's not afraid to take on a tackle, push forward. I just think he's brilliant. I just hope Matthew Kennedy is not injured. The last thing Carlton needs is just injuries now.
What happened? Was there an incident?
Just a knee. Knee. I don't know. Those are the type of ones that he could be out for a couple of weeks.
Yep.
Chera came back, played an important game. Tactical subbed out. It's just everything's rolling for this team at the moment, man. There's just no weaknesses. We get to bring back a fresh Tom DeConi next week for whoever we're versing. I think it's GWS. So that'll be interesting.
Yep.
But yeah, it's just one of those games where you're just watching. It is what it is. And then out of nowhere, we've got a 40-point lead. Mm. Insane.
Yeah, the quick goals are crazy, man. Like 6 goals in 12 minutes, I think it was.
Yeah.
Just break the game up. Because at that point, you're actually thinking, watching as a neutral, like the upset's on here. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't looking like the likely scenario, but you can't rule it out when it's such a close game.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing with Carlton. You just kind of have to wait for halftime.
Yeah.
Because the Voss does something to them at halftime. Maybe he just, like, I don't know what he does. Mm. Some Asian, you know, kung fu technique that just makes them different people. They come out and they're just invincible, bro. Like, they're invincible.
That's the secret, man.
They're invincible.
Asian kung fu technique.
Yeah. You know when, like, in The Karate Kid where he comes back from the broken leg in, like, 15 minutes? Mm. How long is half time? It's like 20 minutes, bro. Then they come out and
you reckon Vossi's doing the clap, the Mr. Miyagi hand rub, and the massage, and healed him.
Or he just says, Cripper, it's time. And then Cripps just goes, yes, boss. And then it comes out.
Well, wasn't it Fagan saying that he put up the stats of Neil and Dunkley on the board? He's like, just be better.
And they did.
They just did.
And they did.
Just be better.
So Vossi goes, Cripper. Come on, man.
Well, Cripps had 16 possessions in the first quarter, 2 in the second, 16 possessions in the third, and a goal. And like, he finished with 40 possessions, only getting 2 in the second quarter.
So he's looked at that 2 in the second quarter like, Cripper.
Cripper.
Come on.
And he's like, my bad, boss. Yeah. And then Cripps is like, yo, Walsh, you want to do a little 1-2?
You're a good team, man. Yeah, honestly,
you
want
a couple goals as well, Walsh?
Sincerely, I think the best grand final would be you in Sydney at the moment. I think it'd be a great game, and you can win it.
Yeah, we can actually win it, man.
No one's unbeatable in this year. I know Sydney's been good, but I don't know. I can't take them like unbeatably seriously when they're giving up leads early in games all the time. Yeah. I think that's always leaving the upset on the cards.
My dream at the moment is like a Carlton Sydney or Carlton Collingwood actually would be the dream. Mm. And then Carlton does to Collingwood what Melbourne did to the Bulldogs in the third quarter.
Away.
Remember when they kicked 3 goals in 30 seconds?
Yeah.
That was special.
That was unbelievable. Like, as a neutral supporter, I don't think I've been more entertained in a grand final.
I can just picture Bonds.
Maybe in all the grand finals that I've seen. Remember when they spanked him and like you look back at Treloar and Bont in the midfield and they're like...
This the agony.
Like,
the
they couldn't believe blokes. What... Like they were looking around like they didn't know what to think. They had just lost the granny in like 3 seconds.
So you just want Cripper to just burst out of the
square. That's what they did against Tigers, just do it against a better team.
Well, you're getting a bit too excited now. Calm down, Georgie.
Just like, I'm out of dream, bro. Calm down, George.
Spender.
I'm just saying, that level of power is what this team's capable of.
Yeah.
It's what Sydney's capable of. It's what Collingwood's capable of, and Brisbane when they're at their best.
When you look at your final against Sydney last year, that was a great game. Like, if you were to play them in the finals, I can sort of see a similar game playing out, to be honest.
Mm. Well, they're better than they were last year, but so are we. So,
yeah. So shout out to the Carlton fans as well, mate. They show up for the TikToks, mate. Like, we'll give them that. That's true. Shout out to Carlton for winning this game because it's boosted this TikTok, man. I put a bit of time into that.
No one's called me a bozo. Thank you.
That's the thing. I felt like I owed it to you. That because the one from last year where I posted it at the wrong time.
Yeah, but
because
halfway,
I made it. I
halfway
made it
through
too
Carlton
late.
Dominating. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. No, it was because it was you guys sucked, and then I made it and I posted it the day after you guys beat Gold Coast or something.
Yeah.
It was something, and it just timed poorly, but I had to post it because it was such good work. Right. You know, I was proud of my work. This one I had to do it just to make up for the scenario. And thank you for Carlton for.
Did we check the female to male viewership?
30% female, mate.
Is it?
See, the Carlton birds come out, mate. They come out to play. You know, so is there like a Carlton dance or something? Isn't that, I feel like there's a dance that Carlton.
It is, but it's R-rated. We can't watch it here.
Oh, really? Is it that bad?
No, I don't know.
George is a good Christian boy. He doesn't watch
that.
That's right. So that's why I didn't know what I was talking about.
No, I've got no idea.
So,
but if any of those 30% Carlton women want to send me a message, then... Let me know.
That's it, man. There you go. That's it.
There's one more game. Not much to talk about. Hawthorn just spanked West Coast. All I will say, Hawks-wise, I watched a little bit of the game. They just suffocated West Coast. Mm. They could not get the ball out of their defense. Mm. They just set up, intercepted everything. Weddle, Sicily, Frost, just lockdown.
Mm.
And then just scored enough goals. Yeah, not really like blew them away at any given time. It just sort of kept going. Then yeah, Eagles kind of sucked.
Their percentage out of the eight, like we've been talking about it for weeks. Can they do it? Their percentage out of the eight.
I know my thing earlier with Essendon, right? Essendon finishes fifth. They play Hawthorn in eighth. Who are you tipping? Hawks show up against Essendon most of the time, even though they've been bad.
The Hawks, man.
Mm. You know, like that's just an example. Anyway, I think they're a good team.
Yeah, no, that's fair. And look, I think it's just they've got a lot of different weapons now in the forward line. There's no one dude who you're like, oh, actually, I was going to say there's no one dude that's the dude. It's probably Dylan Moore. He's the dude for them. You know what I mean? He's the real, you know, damaging, you know, he's their Rankin basically, you know, if you could have one. And then it's, you know, the Choles, the Ginnivans, you know.
It is an, all even, those dudes, it is an just, even contribution, which is what you want.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. And the midfield is, you know, I think, you know, Will Day's come in and he's sort of, you know, he's turned it up a little bit. But yeah, him, Newcomb, Warple, there's just, you know, they're just a solid enough midfield.
Yeah. Lloyd
and
Meeks,
Lloyd Meek,
yeah,
he's fine. He's fine as a ruckman.
He's a good ruckman.
Yeah, you know, and the fact that they've gone to West Coast and beaten by 60 over at Perth as well.
With the Reed factor.
Yeah, with the Reed factor. That's just clinical, man.
It is.
Like, I think it can't be understated how impressive that is.
They let him score 4 goals. That's it.
Man.
You know, it's ridiculous.
Mm. Yeah, pretty poor from West Coast, though.
Yeah.
Like for a team that's meant to be a competitive team now, they really lowered their colours. So.
Mm. Yeah, no, I think that idea that, you know, oh, they're still dudes from their premiership side, it's just, and, you know, oh, now they can be competitive because McGovern and Yeo are there and Dom Sheed. Nah, it's, I think they need Harley Reid way more than what North did. I think I said that earlier in the year.
Mm.
You know, they need some hope, you know.
Well, look.
They've got
Reed and they've got Wes Wally. So
they got, they got Wes Wally next year.
Wait till Wes Wally comes in. They'll be fine. Relax.
Bro. Well, I think if he was 17, he's an underager. They're waiting a couple of years for him, mate.
I don't know for sure. Yeah. He might just have a birthday soon.
He might not get drafted at all.
No, true.
They try to find his name on the list and he's just not there.
Where's his number? You know?
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Let's do some tips, boys.
All right.
Collingwood Essendon, Friday night. What
Pies.
A game. Great game.
Yep. Pies as well. Yeah, man.
I hope it's a good game, though.
Yeah, same. I'd actually love it if Essendon won.
Look, if they
I want it on the record, I prefer Essendon to win this one.
Oh, look at that. Jeez. See, look, the thing is about it is that their midfield is, you know, apart from Parrish, he's close to full strength. And, you know, Collingwood is a bit suspect, man. They got beaten up by the Gold Coast midfield.
True. So, look, they only need Dacos and Degoe. That's all they need anyway.
That's fair.
North
next game
hosting the Suns, who have not won an away game.
Look, stats are stats. Let's go North, baby.
Yes, that's
baby.
It, George. Stats are stats. That might be your first North pick, mate.
Look, I actually think Gold Coast is going to break their drought, to be honest. But stats are stats, baby.
Nah, that's it. That's it.
Well, me and Matt are going, so we're going to win.
Mm. Let's do it.
We're bringing the energy.
That's it.
Port hosting the Dogs.
Oh, it's the Doggies, man. I don't care. I don't care about the ladder position. The Dogs are.
What about the emotional win the Port just had?
Oh, look, mate, they're going to cry for a loss this week.
I think Port, like, I think Dogs are actually quite a good team.
Yeah.
They've grown throughout the season. They're pretty consistent.
100%. 100%.
But my only thing is they didn't kill North off, which is a little bit concerning.
But we're good now.
Yeah, but we're good. Yeah, so they'll win.
Anyway, Geelong versus the Hawks.
That's GMHBA, a good game. Interesting game. I'm going to go Hawks.
I'm going to go Geelong.
I think
GMHBA is not a fortress anymore.
I know, but Geelong actually just played a good game.
True.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Geelong as well. No disrespect to the Hawks. Mate, they're 13th and their percentage out of the eight. That's, what?
Are they or they one behind?
No. They're half a game behind.
Okay, so all those teams are half a game out.
Yeah, yeah.
Same thing, man. Yeah, one winner.
Fair enough. Fair call.
I'll go Hawks. I reckon they can do it.
Yeah, that's fair.
GWS v. Carlton. Carlton.
Look, I think it's hard to bet against Carlton, but it's a tough game to go up to the graveyard with zero fans.
Yeah. To the Engie.
Well, the Carlton fans surely are traveling in some numbers.
Have to, man.
Yeah, you'll be up there in Western Sydney.
George will be there front row.
I think we'll win, but it's always a tough game up there.
No, fair.
I think you'll smack them.
That's one game I don't expect that third quarter to dominate.
I'm calling spanking. I'm on your behalf. Yeah. No, fourth quarter spanking.
Were you guys doubting a spanking against Richmond at some point?
I wasn't, but I was disappointed. I had to wait so long.
Yeah.
I was waiting, man.
Damn, it was the quick spanking.
Occasionally, when you're watching a game as a neutral, you just want to see a spanking.
Yeah, more fun.
Yeah. I know what you mean. It is nice.
It's better than watching Saints and Port kick points.
Even though it's a 2-point game, you would think, what an exciting game.
No.
I would much prefer Carlton's third quarter.
Yeah.
100%.
All right. Melbourne hosting West Coast. Immortal will probably be a dead game at the
gym. We missed the game. Fremantle versus Richmond.
Oh, Freo.
At Optus. Yeah,
Freo. Melbourne, West Coast at the G.
Yeah, D's.
Go D's, but yeah, be a dead game, broken.
Saints. We know the Melbourne fans won't turn up.
Yeah,
bad. No way.
Bad.
St Kilda versus Sydney at Marvel.
Yuck is the answer.
Yuck.
Sydney will bounce back, surely.
Yeah, 100%. And then Brizzy versus Adelaide at the Gabba.
Didn't they just play like 2 weeks ago? Bro, I swear they played like 3 weeks ago.
It's the right round.
Bro, I don't know, man.
Nah, it is the right round. Come on, man. Brisbane, 100%.
Yeah. At the Gabba. You know, it'll be good to see Adelaide back up, you know, a win against GWS with a strong performance.
It would.
Yeah, but Brizzy, they're on a roll.
Yeah, I reckon.
Cool. I like it.
Leave it at that.
Yeah. Unless you got any little extras, anything for the
There was one thing. Yeah. Shout out to Max Gorn's son for singing the Carlton theme song.
Oh.
Did you see that video?
It's very cute, but like, what's up with that, Gordy?
But they're just riding on a bike together, and his son just starts going, "We are the Navy Boos. We are the Navy Boos." And then Max Gorn's just looking at the screen, going, "What the heck had just happened?" And Max Gorn's son, you know, that's an Odin. Omen.
Gorn to the Blues.
Gorn to the Blues. We don't need him. We've already got Ruckman, but we do need a flag, and that's the sign, baby.
There we go. Fair that's enough. It.
Leave it at that.
Yeah.
Flag Blues.
Subscribe so we can get 200 and we can get 3% quick game. Thank you, bro.
See you guys.
Bye.
Logan McDonald lining up to win the game for Sydney after a pinpoint kick from Nick Blakey, the Lizard. Here he comes. And he's shanked it. What's he done there? Logan McDonald has absolutely bottled it for Sydney. And there goes the winning streak. Well done to Fremantle. They've won the game. Wowee.